It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome to another episode of Adventures in Business. My name is Lisa Fisher, and I am going to be your solo host today as my co-host Amy is on an adventure of her own. She's like in Maine and Salem or something wonderful like that. So looking forward to having her back. Our guests today are Carson Patton and Samantha Lee from Martin Commercial Properties Retail Brokerage Team. This dynamic team leads with a mission that goes beyond transactions. Their goal is to retain young workforce, foster economic development, and attract new retailers to our region through relationship building. Their innovative and energetic strategies are genuine commitment to the mid-Michigan growth, and this would set them apart from others. So welcome today. How are you? Carson, let's start with you. Great. How are you today?
Yeah, doing great. Thank you so much for having us, Lisa. And we're happy to be here and get the opportunity to chat and tell us or tell your listeners a little bit more about what we do and what we're seeing in the market.
Fantastic. Samantha, how are you today?
It's snowing a little bit here in mid-Michigan, but definitely excited to be here with you today.
We are never ready for winter, even though it hits every year. But boy, we had Halloween trick-or-treating last night and kids were out there with their costumes in the snow. But I want us to really start with Samantha. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You guys are a dynamic team. And there's so many things I want to unpack here from this introduction. Yet, first, tell us a little bit about who you are and how did you come about joining Martin Commercial Properties?
Thanks so much for asking, Lisa. So we're on the retail brokerage team with Martin Commercial Properties, and we specialize in retail brokerage. I'm from mid-Michigan originally, and I went to Michigan State, so go green.
Go white.
And after I graduated from Michigan State, I moved out to Chicago, where I was a retail broker for 7 years. Out in Chicago. And then I wanted to be closer to my family and my community. So I moved back to mid-Michigan and joined Carson's team here a little over a year ago.
Wow. Well, welcome back to the great state of Michigan. Thank you so much. Carson, how about yourself?
So I was initially born and raised in Denver, Colorado. Grew up there for about 17 years, and then made my way to Michigan and eventually attended Michigan State University as well. And throughout my time in college, I grew more and more interested in commercial real estate and did my research, talked to as many people as I could, and eventually started calling on signs that I would see on the street to try and get my foot in the door with an internship, and annoyed my way into this office here, and they can't get rid of me, but fell in love with retail brokerage. Really, what attracted me to the industry and our specialty in particular is working in retail. You're working with a lot of small businesses. You're working with a lot of businesses in general that you get to visit and enjoy. And it really excited me while I was studying at MSU because you would see vacancies across Grand River or across campus, and your mind immediately starts to wander about what cool things would I like to see as a student. And then post-grad, kind of taking that, running with it, and seeing how we can not just grow East Lansing, but the community as a whole. I mean, Lansing in general has so much to offer, and it just takes people that want to sell the community, and there are groups interested in growing, and it just takes people selling the vision of what Lansing can offer. But it's kind of my story, and it turned into a passion, really. So I'm happy to be here and happy to be a Lansing resident. I consider myself a local now, which is great.
You've been here long enough, right? You're a local.
Right. Yeah.
That is so cool. So share with me retail. Tell us a little bit about or explain. I know you talked about vacant buildings, but either one of you can explain. What is the process for retail in your specialty area?
Our firm specializes, we are a vertically integrated company. So we do brokerage, property management, investment sales, corporate services, property development. And within the brokerage community, we specialize into our subsectors. So we have the office team, industrial team, and then Carson and I solely focus on retail.
to give you a little bit more insight on what retail brokerage really is, when you think of a grocery store, a bar, a restaurant, a strip center, we're assisting tenants, secure space, purchasers, maybe purchase space, assisting landlords and filling their centers, whether it's a mixed-use community or more conventional strip center.
And this includes restaurants, Main Street, so in downtown areas, malls, and so it's quite expansive what retail is.
Right, and our company in general, so we don't do residential, it's strictly commercial, so we're only working with the businesses, and we specialize even more than this. We become an expert in helping the restaurants find space or helping the landlords that are looking for these retailers fill their spaces. And it's really fun to work with these groups and then see the end result when you're able to go and visit them and support the businesses that are new to the community.
Even within the brokerage community, retail, industrial, and office are so different in the way that they transact. And so us focusing solely on retail, we become the industry experts in our field. And that's what we're really striving to do. We're really the only firm in mid-Michigan that does that.
Wow, that's awesome. So what's been one of your favorite success stories of getting a retail business in and supporting them?
There's so many. I love local mom and pop go from start to finish, maybe when they don't understand how the process works. I'm excited to visit Okemos Coffee House. That's a recent deal that we worked on. They're taking over a former auto kind of repair center and converting it into a sit-down coffee service. So that's one example. I think another big example that I'm proud of and proud to see the growth is the Red Cedar development just down the street from our office. It's a 1,500 unit community consisting of student housing, senior living, hotels, restaurants, and more. And it's really kind of changing the landscape on that Michigan Avenue corridor. And I really think as more developments start to take shape around that, it'll be the domino, or it is the domino needed to help continue and spur growth the mid-Michigan area.
And we're also really excited to work with national retailers that are not necessarily in our market right now, not in mid-Michigan. So we see them in other surrounding markets, maybe in Detroit or Grand Rapids, and coming to mid-Michigan. So we've worked with several retailers, Crumble Cookies, to enter the market. Hot Works is working on opening up right now. And seeing those new national retailers come to mid-Michigan is also very exciting.
A part of our strategy when we're trying to identify good users for space is we'll look into different markets and see what's successful out there. And then it takes actively looking and identifying users that might want to expand. And there's a group that actually, an entertainment user that just flew in this morning to look at space around Greater Lansing. And fingers crossed, we can get them to stay here and become a new business. But we love interacting with the large users, the small users, everything in between. In retail, every business is different. So every deal that you do is going to be a little different, but it's exciting. Everyone is equally exciting.
Love that. And in the education process, people don't know what they don't know. And that's why they need experts like yourself to help them start the journey well, right? And continue it, make it sustainable. But, you know, in the introduction, you talked about retaining the young workforce. And I think that's just been such a hot topic in this state for a very long time. People graduate, and then they go off to other states. Maybe it's the weather that entices them. I don't know. But as you're thinking about the retail and keeping the young workforce here, what are some things that you have found successful in moving in that direction?
Sure. So we want to have people emulate similar to our stories, right? So whether we both attended Michigan State, and whether you moved away and you're going to be returning back to mid-Michigan, or if you've made Michigan your home from other communities, we want to establish retail and entertainment uses, commercial uses that are going to be really cool places for millennials and the younger generations to speak highly of mid-Michigan and want to patron these businesses.
One thing I noticed not being from Lansing when I first moved here and being an MSU student, is it appears that most undergrads move after graduating, and you try and figure out why. A lot of the students aren't really going beyond the university when there could be more to offer, but they want to have more things to do that isn't just East Lansing, Michigan State focused. So how do we do that? How do we bring these businesses here? And it's kind of like a chicken or the egg situation, because the retailers don't want to come here until there's more population density, and the people don't want to necessarily come here until there's more fun things to do that'll attract them there. But I think we're on the right track with a lot of these new developments being announced, these new apartment mixed use projects being announced downtown. I think as long as those get underway and fill up, I think we'll start to see more growth there. But that's really, for me at least, when I first graduated, I kind of threw a pity party. Oh, why isn't this a Chicago or a bigger city? And then you kind of, the mindset shifted and it becomes, you know, we're the capital of Lansing. Why aren't we these other cities? And why can't I play a part in trying to change that? Whether it's big or small, but Samantha and I both really want to play a part in trying to make a difference around town.
That is just speaking highly about where you're from and being great ambassadors for Mid-Michigan and for Lansing. And I think Carson and I both do a good job at that in attracting retailers to come to Mid-Michigan. You have to be able to sell it and believe it. And so that's part of our mission and what we're seeing in Mid-Michigan. And we are able to work with, like Carson said, local operators, like mom and pop businesses, and have the bandwidth and the time for them, but also be able to work with these national retailers and on that level as well.
Well, and I really envy your ability to go out to find some of these other organizations to bring them here. I think that, you know, Carson, when you're thinking about why isn't this, and then being that person that wants to, or this team that wants to be the solution. And that's exactly what you're doing. And when you talked about the recording artist that was coming in to, you know, start looking at some stuff, that's an awesome opportunity to help with our economic growth and development, with keeping our workforce young and in this community thriving, because there are a lot of wonderful hidden gems. So many great places to visit, and we're starting to see more of the arts and entertainment, and we've got great restaurants, and, you know, it doesn't rule out the ones that have been here for a long time, but just weren't on the radar.
It really builds on itself. So as areas start to grow, retailers like being around other retailers. So then you'll start to see more come to the market, and then it becomes a retail hub that draws more traffic, and then it ends up really helping the community as areas start to grow.
Commercial real estate is traditionally, there's a lot of older members that work in our industry, and they've been very supportive of this fresh perspective that we have coming into the industry and our strategies, our energetic strategies of not only doing boots on the ground approach, cold calling, prospecting, but also through marketing and the media that we're putting out as well.
Do you market just locally, or do you also market into some of the other regions that you talked about to bring that talent in that?
We're marketing nationally.
Okay.
We'll go to different markets and visit and be boots on the ground and try and talk to some of the more regional ones or users. The national users, you tend to have to reach them in different ways. You can't really walk into a headquartered office and pitch them a site. So you have to build that relationship. And that's something that luckily we've been able to do. And as more sites come up, you know, what we've discovered when we're talking to these national users, we might not have a site for them that works now, but if you stay in communication with them, you know, down the road, maybe later, there will be something. And I think they appreciate that. They respect that.
You know, business is all about relationships. And I'm a firm believer in that. It doesn't matter what type of industry you're in. It's about building those relationships and nurturing them, right? Because like you said, not everybody closes on a deal right the first time you get to meet with them. It takes a while, and being persistent.
Right. We absolutely agree. And of course, you know, Mid-Michigan is our concentration of growth, but we also work all over the state. So we want to make community relationships all over in Grand Rapids and in Detroit, and see how we can be a resource for those communities out there as well.
Excellent. Excellent. So what are some of the challenges that you're up against? What would you think would be a challenge that you run into more frequently than not?
Real estate's very market driven. And what we're seeing right now in the retail market and just the real estate market overall and in general, the construction is higher than what it was. And that's kind of slowing deals down. You also have interest rates that are higher than what they were a couple of years ago. And that really, the pandemic put the whole world on pause. Retail, especially. Now, thankfully, businesses have been able to succeed after that. And I think we've realized that the people still love the in-person experience. But a lot of these businesses are still dealing with staffing issues and issues that kind of stemmed from the pandemic. The interest is still there. That's kind of what we're seeing. But it's just taking a lot longer to really transact the deals because these retailers, local, regional, and national alike, are still dealing with these issues and still have to navigate through some of the challenges. Not to say the interest isn't there, but it's just still something that they have to work through.
Speaking to what Carson was saying, going into this next year, especially in what the future holds for retail. I mean, nationally, retail vacancy is at an all-time low. But with the new development and the fear of potentially what is going to go on with the economy has deals slowing down, but they're still transacting. The market is still very strong.
It's good to hear that the market is still very strong. You know, I know the workforce development has been a big challenge. And I used to always say that, you know, you think about it, the baby boomers were the biggest generation and, you know, now they're starting to retire and most generations didn't have four kids anymore. So we have a smaller workforce. But I also said, if you think about it, I grew up in DeWitt. So we had to drive into Lansing to the only fast food restaurant that was close to us, which was McDonald's. But now in DeWitt, your corner there is saturated with several fast food. So there's more options. So there's less young people and there's more places to try to find to work. So we need to keep our college graduates and our workforce here to help us sustain and grow. So thank you for your efforts there. What would you say is one of the things that you're looking forward to the most coming in the future 2024?
Since I've only been on the retail team for a year here, I feel like we're just getting started, right? There's a lot of industry experts that we rely on at our firm that have been in the industry for 20, 30, 40 plus years. And so looking into 2024, we are interested in, we're excited to work with new landlords, meet new landlords. You know, a lot of people here in Lansing have a history with each other. So starting our history with them, meeting new tenants and attracting new deals.
A lot of the national retailers and regional retailers continue to grow. One thing I'm excited about specifically is really getting out of the market more to talk to more of these retailers that aren't necessarily in Lansing. Samantha and I attend a lot of events that are retail focused where, you know, there are a few organizations where you're able to connect with different retailers across the country and they share their experiences, what their challenges are, and then what they're looking for in space. And it gives you an opportunity to get in front of them and sell them on the area. And we're going to be doing a lot more of that next year. And it's something that I think we're both excited about.
Right. And we're very excited. We just recently joined a retail brokerage network, our firm called SiteSource. So it is offices all over the United States focused on retail that are sharing information, seeing what new retailers are coming up. And so our span is going to be even greater in 2024. So we're excited. We just joined that group recently.
Congratulations. Sounds like a great opportunity. Great opportunity. Growth is always good and being able to look forward to something each year and what excites you. When you're giving that energy out, boy, you start attracting it back for sure. For sure. Let's take a moment. And Carson, we'll start with you. Tell our listeners how they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can reach us on our website, which is martincommercial.com, or you can reach our direct line, or my direct line, which is area code 517-319-9230.
My direct line is 517-319-9279. You can also add us both on LinkedIn, Carson Patton and Samantha Lee, L-E, just one E.
Fabulous. And for all our listeners, we'll make sure their contact information is put in the show notes so you can reach out and connect with them. What businesses have you found? What industry is hot right now? What's moving into the area more so than others?
A trend that we're starting to see or continuing to see is the chicken craze. There are a handful of new chicken users that are looking around town. Now, Raisin Cane's, they opened their first location in Michigan here in East Lansing, which is really exciting. And that's something to really be proud of. But beyond that, you have Dave's Hot Chicken be going into downtown East Lansing. There's also a group called Slim Chickens that's looking around town. I think they had a Lansing State Journal article come out that announced that they'll be entering the market. And there are a few more that can't be announced yet, but we know that they're looking and it's exciting to see.
Yeah, I think additionally for retail, I mean, car washes are continuing to open. We see the dollar store brands, so Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, Dollar General, all opening stores as well. And some medical uses, urgent care, which we consider retail.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Then
the usual suspects, you know, you have quick service retail, which is more so you think of drive-through type spaces, maybe tropical smoothie or tenants like that. Those users always appear to be looking. Coffee shops and some of the users that are currently in the market continue to look to expand, which is exciting to see.
And what's really hot locally and nationally is entertainment uses. So like Carson said, he has an entertainment use that's coming in and touring the market. But a lot of landlords and retailers are alike are finding that these entertainment uses are a good way to sometimes take up surplus spaces in B-class and C-class malls. So that continues to be a rising star at retail.
Keep your eye out for pickleball.
That's what I hear. Do you guys play pickleball?
Not yet.
Not yet. And we'd love to work with the pickleball group and get them here. But that's something nationally that's really starting to take off.
I hear that all the time. Pickleball. I'm like, what the heck is it? So then they try to explain it to me. I'm like, okay.
Well, there are some pretty cool concepts where they have a restaurant so you can get food. And then there are pickleball courts. So you go into the big box and you can play and then you get to eat while you're there. There's some exciting brands that are starting to grow.
I love it. I love to hear that growth, right? That's what we're about, growing and keeping our local businesses flourishing. So very cool. We always ask our guests if there is anybody in the community that they would like to meet that maybe is listening on the podcast or they know somebody that is.
Well, really just anybody that's interested in commercial real estate, or it could be a business looking to grow, either relocate or expand their reach, whether that's a restaurant or a more traditional retail, like an apparel store or something like that. But we always love talking to businesses around the market, and we want to meet as many of them as we can, the owners as well that are developing and trying to fill their spaces.
Our firm is vertically integrated. So even if you don't have or you don't know that you have an immediate need right now, if you are in the commercial real estate sector, we would love to just meet and introduce ourselves in case potentially you have a need in the future. And even if it's not with our team, everyone at our firm, like I said, are experts in what they do and would take very good care of all of our clients. So
there's been a number of times where we've talked to people and, for example, say a landlord calls and they might have a full center, which is great, but they need some property management. So they might talk to us, and then we can put them in touch with a property manager, and we can assist them with getting them situated and under control with property management, maybe eventually leasing if they need it. And if there's a group looking to develop space, we have a development team they could talk to talk about the best steps to go about building a new building. It's not only new buildings, but they do tenant build outs too. So if there's a group that might want to or is looking for someone to help them build out their new business, we have that here, and we can put them in touch with anybody looking.
Pride ourselves on our work ethic, our energetic boots on the ground strategy, our market knowledge, and just being the best that we can in our field. I think we've had really good experiences working with landlords and tenants alike. So we're most certainly looking forward to meeting more landlords and more tenants here in the future.
Outstanding. So if anybody's listening, reach out to them. And you know, I had the honor to meet both of you with networking opportunities. And you're right, that energy, that enthusiasm, that connecting and getting to know each other is definitely, I can attest, they are walking their talks. So meet them. Just for any other reason, learn about them. I think they're awesome.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
So is there anything that I have not asked you about that you would like to share with our listeners?
I think we just want to stay connected as much as we can to our community. Carson and I make these monthly short 2-minute videos that has all of the retail headlines in them, local, regionally, and nationally. So we send them out every month to our newsletter list. So if you're interested in joining that list, please reach out with your email and we will get you added.
We try, like Samantha said, we give a local update, we give a regional update. So for the state of Michigan, region, and then nationally, what we're seeing with the retail market.
Excellent. And hopefully you can give us that link so we can put it in the show notes as well, so people can reach out to you that way and get to see your videos. I love it. Where do you post them? Are they YouTube? How do you record them?
So we record them and we post them on Vimeo. They get sent out to our newsletter first, and then right before we film and send out the next month, we'll post it on our LinkedIn.
Very good. Very good. Thank you guys so much for being here today. It's been such an honor to be able to just hear from you, the experts in this retail space, and also to know your passion for growing this community and building the Lansing area, the East Lansing area, as well as beyond. But a focus here is really important because we love to watch our businesses grow and thrive and give people opportunities. So thank you so much for being with us today, and we look forward to connecting in the networking space.
Yeah, thank you so much again for having
us. Thank you, Lisa. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.